Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Mastery of Destiny by James Allen, published in 1909. Thoroughness consists in doing little things as though they were the greatest things in the world. That the little things of life are of primary importance is a truth not generally understood, and the thought that the little things can be neglected and thrown aside is at the root of that lack of thoroughness, which is so common and results in imperfect work and unhappy lives. When you understand that the great things of the world and of life consist of a combination of small things, and that without this aggregation of small things the great things would be non-existent, then you begin to pay careful attention to those things which you formerly regarded as insignificant. You thus acquire the quality of thoroughness and become a person of usefulness and influence. For the possession or non-possession of this one quality may mean all the difference between a life of peace and power and one of misery and weakness. Every employer knows how comparatively rare this quality is, how difficult it is to find people who will put thought and energy into their work and do it completely and satisfactorily. Bad workmanship abounds. Skill and excellence are acquired by few. Thoughtlessness, carelessness, and laziness are such common vices that it shouldn't appear strange that in spite of social reform, the ranks of the unemployed continue to swell. For those who skirt their work today will another day, in an hour of deep necessity, look and ask for work in vain. The law of the survival of the fittest is not based on cruelty. It is based on justice. It is one aspect of that divine equity which everywhere prevails. The thoughtless and lazy cannot take precedence of, or stand equally with, the thoughtful and industrious. A friend of mine tells me that his father gave all his children the following piece of advice. Whatever your future work may be, put your whole mind upon it and do it thoroughly. You need then have no fear as to your welfare. For there are so many who are careless and negligent that the services of the thorough individual are always in demand. I know those who have for years tried in vain to hire competent workers in spheres which do not require exceptional skill, but which call chiefly for forethought, energy, and conscientious care. They have fired one after another for negligence, laziness, incompetence, and persistent breaches of duty, not to mention other vices which have no bearing on this subject. Yet the vast army of the unemployed continues to cry out against the laws, against society, and against heaven. The cause of this common lack of thoroughness is not far to seek. It lies in that thirst for pleasure, which not only creates a distaste for steady labor, but renders one incapable of doing the best work and of properly fulfilling one's duty. Pleasure has its own place in time, but its consideration should not be allowed to enter the mind during those hours which should be devoted to duty. Those who, while engaged in their worldly task, are continually dwelling upon anticipated pleasures, cannot do otherwise than bungle through their work, or even neglect it when their pleasure seems to be at stake. Thoroughness is completeness, perfection. It means doing a thing so well that there is nothing left to be desired. It means doing one's work, if not better than anyone else can do it, at least not worse than the best that others do. It means the exercise of much thought, the putting forth of great energy, the persistent application of the mind to its task, the cultivation of patience, perseverance, and a high sense of duty. The person who lacks thoroughness in their work will also lack the same quality in spiritual things. They will not improve their character, will be weak and half-hearted in their religion, and will not accomplish any good and useful end. The individual who keeps one eye on worldly pleasure and the other eye on religion, and who thinks they can have the advantage of both conditions, will not be thorough either in their pleasure-seeking or their religion, but will make a sorry business of both. It is preferable to be thorough, even if it be in a bad or selfish direction, rather than inefficient and squeamish in good directions, for thoroughness leads more rapidly to the development of character and the acquisition of wisdom. It accelerates progress and unfoldment, and while it leads the bad to something better, it spurs the good to higher and ever higher heights of usefulness and power. Everything, both in nature and the works of humankind, is produced by a process of building. The rock is built up of atoms. The plant, the animal, and person are built up of cells. A house is built up of bricks, and a book is built up of letters. A world is composed of a large number of forms, and a city of a large number of houses. The arts, sciences, and institutions of a nation are built up by the efforts of individuals. The history of a nation is the building up of its deeds. The process of building necessitates the alternate process of breaking down. Old forms that have served their purpose are broken up, and the material of which they are composed enters into new combinations. There is reciprocal integration and disintegration. In all compounded bodies, old cells are ceaselessly being broken up, and new cells are formed to take their place. The works of women and men must be continually renewed, until they have become old and useless, when they are at last torn down, in order that some better purpose may be served. These two processes of breaking down and building up in nature are called death and life. In the artificial works of humankind, they are called destruction and restoration. As a body is built up of cells and a house of bricks, so a person's mind is built up of thoughts. Herein we see the deep truth of the saying, "As a person thinketh in their heart, so they are." Individual characteristics are fixed processes of thought. That is, they are fixed in the sense that they have become such an integral part of your character that they can only be altered or removed by a protracted effort of the will and by much self-discipline. Character is built in the same way as a tree or a house is built, namely by the ceaseless addition of new material, and that material is thought. By the aid of millions of bricks, a city is built. By the aid of millions of thoughts, a mind, a character is built. Every person is a mind builder, whether they recognize it or not. You must therefore think, and remember that every thought is another brick laid down in the edifice of your mind. Such bricklaying is done loosely and carelessly by a vast number of people, the result being unstable and tottering characters that are ready to go down under the first little gust of trouble or temptation. Debilitating thoughts about one's health, weakening thoughts of failure, and sickly thoughts of self-pity and self-praise are useless bricks with which no great mind temple can be raised. Pure thoughts, wisely chosen and well placed, are so many durable bricks which will never crumble away, and from which a finished and beautiful building can be rapidly erected. Bracing thoughts of strength, of confidence, of duty, inspiring thoughts of a large, free, unfettered, and unselfish life are useful bricks with which a great mind temple can be raised. And the building of such a temple necessitates that old and useless habits of thought be broken down and destroyed. The whole visible universe is framed on a few mathematical principles. All the wonderful works of humanity have been brought about by the rigid observance of a few underlying principles. And all there is to the making of a successful, happy, and beautiful life is the knowledge and application of a few simple root principles. Four of these principles are justice, rectitude, sincerity, and kindness. These four ethical truths are to the making of a life what the four lines of a square are to the building of a house. If you ignore them and think to obtain success, happiness, and peace by injustice, trickery, and selfishness, you are in the position of a builder who imagines they can build a strong and durable habitation while ignoring the relative arrangement of mathematical lines. And you will, in the end, obtain only disappointment and failure. You may, for a time, make money, which will delude you into believing that injustice and dishonesty pay well. But in reality, your life will be so weak and unstable that it is ready at any moment to fall. And when a critical period comes, as come it must, your affairs, your reputation, and your riches will crumble to ruin. It is totally impossible for you to achieve a truly and successful happy life if you ignore the four moral principles of justice, rectitude, sincerity, and kindness. However, if you scrupulously observe them in all your dealings, you can no more fail of success and blessedness then the earth can fail of the light and warmth of the sun, so long as it keeps to its lawful orbit. For you are working in harmony with the fundamental laws of the universe. You are building your life on a basis which cannot be altered or overthrown. Therefore, all that you do will be so strong and durable, all the parts of your life so coherent, harmonious, and firmly knit together, that it cannot possibly be brought to ruin.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.